You haven't figured it out yet. I'm the Saiyan who came all the way from Earth for the sole purpose of beating you. I am the warrior you've heard of in legends, pure of heart and awakened by fury. That's what I am.
I am the Super Saiyan, Son Goku!
Normally, this would be a regular episode of the Groundbreakers podcast, but it is with a heavy heart that we have to do this. In all honesty, we get that these are people, but we just never really expect it to happen until it does. So for those of y'all who do not know, we lost a juggernaut, like one of the main things of shonen anime. We lost the creator of Dragon Ball Z, Akira Toriyama. He passed away March 1st, and we just got the news yesterday that Akira Toriyama has passed away. That hit a lot of people simultaneously at the same time.
It shook the earth, bro.
It did, bro. It was on NBC.
Yeah.
NBC. That's crazy how NBC is announcing something like that. I'm not saying, you know, because of the fact of how big Toriyama was. I was talking about the fact of who NBC's news is targeted towards.
Yeah, mostly just targeted to, like, you know, regular people, you know, just like a lot of people who ain't into this stuff.
Exactly. And that's why I was so shocked. I was like, oh shit, NBC?
Yeah, man. Not many times. Our boy has been in that damn parade.
It's fact. This is true.
Goku has damn near been in the I forgot what parade is called.
I forgot what it was called.
Yeah, yeah, but Goku is damn near him and Pikachu are in that parade damn near every year. Recently, when they recently had it, he was in the blue form.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, damn.
You see, but, y'all, you see, y'all, this video is, well, this podcast is dedicated to the late and Toriyama great sensei. Akira Toriyama sensei, yes. Now, the thing about, now here's the thing. Just like how we did with our Stan Lee video.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause
this hits just as hard.
Yes, it hits just as hard. Cause here's the thing, y'all. We lost the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! We lost Stan Lee, and now we lost Akira Toriyama.
You also lost the creator of Berserk.
Yep, and we lost the creator of Berserk.
Y'all see a lot of fan pictures of Goku and Guts together in the past 2 days.
Mm. The main fan picture I've been seeing was Luffy and Naruto comforting Goku, or Goku is like at Toriyama's grave.
Yeah, I seen that one too.
Yeah, those are the main fan pics, yeah, I've been seeing.
I've been seeing a lot of Toriyama's like OC, like he's a robot character. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing that around a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Although, yes, Toriyama is mainly famous for making Dragon Ball Z, he has not, like, his accolades are huge. Yeah. Because think about it is, Dr. Slump was really popular amongst kids around the time it was being serialized. And then he helped out with the Dragon Quest series.
Chrono Trigger,
which a lot of people are asking for a remake for.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the thing. Like Toriyama has been in it. Yeah. It's just that Dragon Ball Z was his main stake of fame. Yeah.
That's his baby. Well, Dragon Ball and Z was his babies. You know, he got Dragon. Well, because at first it was Dragon Boy, which was like a one shot manga that he did, and then it became Dragon Ball, and then Dragon Ball became Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, didn't Akira Toriyama also had a part to play in Blue Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See?
Blue Dragon, Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger, Dr. Schlump, Dragon Ball, Sandland, which is getting a game and a movie. So it's like, we got Dragon Ball Daima coming out, like, and which was a project that he was heavily on. And I'm gonna go ahead and say, I'm a, yes, I am. Me, this is a personal thing for me, but yes, I am. I have been seeing, I'm not gonna harp on it long or anything like that. It just, yes, I have been seeing the negatives.
Of course.
I have been seeing the negatives, and I don't, if it's okay with you, bro, later on, I am gonna address the negatives.
I think you should go ahead and address the negatives now to go ahead
Right,
and get it
okay.
out the way.
I'll do it right now. Excuse my language, but fuck y'all. Okay, y'all did the same shit, and I'm cussing. I don't care. Y'all did this. It's past 10 seconds. Well, it's past a minute. But yeah, y'all did this same shit with Stan Lee, and y'all want to call Stan freaking sexist, racist, and a whole bunch of other shit because of allegations and shit. Now y'all talking shit about freaking Toriyama about like how he designed black characters. And I wait, there's more. And how Dragon Ball had black, how Dragon Ball designed black characters way back then, right? And we see now that in Dragon Ball we are getting new black characters and they look great. So other animes were doing that too, but at the same time, I hate it. I don't want to make this a thing like I'm attacking people, but why is it always us? It's always us. It's always people that look like it. It's not, it's always a select few of people that look like us that have to bring up stuff or bring up these like really like negative things that aren't true. That are so willfully ignorant and don't want to look into what these characters and stuff are based on. And it's the whole Mr. Popo thing where bro is not supposed to be a black character. He's not supposed to be human. He is based on a Japanese deity that guards, based off a Japanese deity that guards another realm. Hence Mr. Popo, hence the hyperbolic time chamber slash room of spirit and time. That's what he's based on. And that deity looks just like Mr. Popo. But y'all don't want to do that. Y'all ignore those things. I hate that it's always gotta it ain't always just us, but the loudest people I see doing all the negative shit look like us. Y'all, I saw a tweet today that made me hop off Twitter so goddamn fast. Was like, y'all saying rest in power, but y'all crying over a man who made designs like this. And it was a picture of Master Popo, a Mr. Popo. And it just really, yeah, it was drowned out by, yes, that person got eviscerated. And a lot of these people are getting eviscerated, but they still trying to move the goalposts and all this other bullshit. But I'm happy that these people are really getting ignored, and I'm glad that this is one of those times where we squashing all kinds of beef other communities have with each other, and it's a time where everybody is really coming together. People are really paying their respects, and everybody who comes out and says some shit negative get kicked off the fucking boat and left to the damn sharks, because I'm but. It's just, I knew there was going to be some negative shit going on. People talking about he's racist and all this other stuff. It's just the one thing I hate is that it's always people that look like me. But yeah, I'm going to say this, shut the fuck up. Because half of y'all are the people. A lot of y'all are the people that watch Dragon Ball once and never watched it again. Or a lot of y'all are the people who bully people for watching Dragon Ball or liking anime, and then you got it in now you want to say something after the 20, 20, 30 something years this man been here. It's been more than that. But now y'all want to say something now with cause all I just hate the I hate the rage. I hate the I was gonna say it, rage baiting or rage culture or just I don't get y'all. Y'all the people that's be like, hey, why do you play this game? Shut up. But yeah, y'all can shut the fuck up. But yeah, we're gonna move on. We're gonna talk about
Nah, let me
how.
speak on that real quick, man.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
So, look, the reason why I told him to go ahead and do this now is because after that, smooth sailing. We don't need to wait to speak on negativity. That's not what this podcast is about. So, here's the thing, man. Now, you know me. I'm the person that looks at it from both perspectives. I'm the person that looks at it from both perspectives, and that's just me being real with it.
Insane.
Ignorance is a motherfucker. That's all I gotta say. Ignorance is a motherfucker. Because here's the thing. People don't know cultures and like no bullshit. People don't know cultures. And people are not gonna do the research. They are literally going to go off what they see and that's it. They're not gonna Google it. That's the thing. That they won't do it. That's the problem.
Willfully ignorant.
And another thing about it is we are also living in a point in time where clout is the biggest thing to get.
Attention.
Intentionally. People don't care about being hated. They just want to be noticed, even if it's for the wrong reason. And I feel like that's where rage culture comes from. The fact that rage culture is even a thing, I feel like that's where it comes from. Because, of course, like, let's be so for real. You know damn well what you were doing when you decide to go on X and say, oh, y'all mourning the death of a man who drew this. You knew what you was doing. You knew you was about to get outraged. You just like, I got all eyes on me now. Type of bullshit. And that's how I see it. In all honesty and fairness, it's stupid. I
Stupid as
know,
fuck.
believe me, it's stupid. I know, but what I'm saying is true. And if it's not
100%.
true, and if it's not true, it's this is gonna be a contradicting word. It's factually opinionated. And the reason why I'm saying that is because there are facts behind what I said, but that's also my opinion as to why people are doing it. So that's why I say it's factually opinionated. So the thing about that is, of course you're gonna do something because remember, it's like what you said, Stan Lee. They did the same thing with Stan Lee.
Yeah.
And I understand how you're saying, well, why does it always gotta be people that look like me? Because they are not expecting it. They're not expecting us to say anything, so that's why you got the motherfuckers who want to chase after clout to do it, because they're not expecting us to say anything. And then when one of us say something, the community makes an example. So once again, I see this as a means of, I just notice me, senpai. Bullshit. Notice me, okay? Notice me, pay attention to me. My mom never loved me, type of bullshit. That's what I'm seeing this as, and this is facts. Because everybody like, oh man, you drew Popo like this. You drew whatever. Because here's the thing, man. Back in the day, black people didn't have a lot of good representation. And you also have to understand that the caricatures came from America. The caricatures of how a black person would look in media came from America.
So that's how a
And
lot of Japanese people or
so
Asian
that's
people
how,
saw us.
right, so that's how a lot of Japanese and Asian people saw us, and
Because
they
we
feel
went,
like that was
because
the
a lot of us
norm.
wasn't up there, because a lot of us wasn't over there.
Exactly.
They ain't
They
never
could
seen. They.
they could only go off what was shown to them. And that is facts. They could only go off what is shown to them. So So regardless of whether how a black person looks, anything of that nature, because here's the thing, we all know Toriyama didn't have bad intentions, because if it was true, then how come you had folks like Nam and and Oob and the Indian and his son as good people?
Yeah.
Instead of them being savages
and weirdos.
Like, think about it for a minute. Like real talk. Like think about it for a minute. Real talk. So you want my opinion? Toriyama didn't mean no harm, no foul behind that. So once again, yeah, that's how I see it. So in all honesty, I just wish that this whole clout culture, rage culture shit clearly ain't gonna go nowhere, because people are always gonna find out an issue on what's going on. So, with that being said, now that we have addressed the negatives, let's continue honoring this man, because regardless of whether what he drew, a man has died. Okay? Yeah. A man has died. A man that has put a lot of impact on what we love today. A man has died. So right now it would be best to just mourn him, grieve him, and honor him instead of contradicting what he supposedly was supposed to do, that depicting us.
So shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and start off with this. So for those of y'all who do not know, Masashi Kishimoto, the mangaka for Naruto, and Ichiro Oda, the mangaka of One Piece, wrote their words as well. I got them here. I'm going to read it out to you. This is what Masashi Kishimoto said. "I honestly don't know what to write about this sudden event, but for now, I would like to share my thoughts and feelings that I had hoped that one day Toriyama-san would ask me about. I grew up with his manga, Dr. Slump in the lower grades of elementary school and Dragon Ball in the upper grades, and it was natural for me to have his manga as a part of my life. Even when I was having a bad day, the weekly Dragon Ball made me forget about it. As a country boy with nothing much, that was a relief to me. I really enjoyed Dragon Ball too much when I was a college student. Suddenly, the series, which had been a part of my life for so many years, came to an end. I felt a tremendous sense of loss and didn't know what to look forward to. But at the same time, it was an opportunity for me to truly understand the greatness of the master who created Dragon Ball. I want to create a work like his. I want to be like him. And as I followed in his footsteps to become a mangaka, the sense of loss disappeared. It was because I enjoyed making manga. By following him, I was able to find new enjoyment. He was always my guide. I admired him. I may be inconveniencing him with these words, but I'm grateful to him. For me, he was truly the god of salvation and the god of manga. When I first met him, I was too nervous to say a single word. But after meeting him many times at the Tezuka Award judging sessions, I became able to talk with him. I will never forget the slightly embarrassed smile on his face when me and Oda-san talked excitedly about how Dragon Ball was fun, as if we were children, again, competing with each other as Dragon Ball children. I just received the news of his passing. I feel a tremendous sense of loss, more than when Dragon Ball ended. I still don't know how to deal with this hole in my heart. I can't even read Dragon Ball, which I love so much. I don't even feel like I can write this message to him properly. Everyone in the world was still looking forward to your work. If I could make one Dragon Ball wish come true, I'm sorry, that may be selfish of me, but I am sad, Master. Akira Toriyama, thank you for 45 years of many enjoyable works, and thank you for your hard work. I am sure that the rest of your family members are still deeply saddened by your loss. Please take care. I pray that Akira Toriyama may rest in peace. Masashi Kishimoto." And Oda wrote this: "It is too early. The hole that has been left is too big. Sadness washes over me when I think that I will never see him again. I have admired him so much since I was a child. I remember the day he called me by name for the first time on the way home, and the same day you used the word friend for us, me and Kishimoto-san. I also remember the day we all had a big party together, and also remember the last conversation we had. I was one of those who took the baton from the days when reading manga made you look like a fool and created an era when both adults and children could enjoy reading manga. He showed me his dream that manga could do such things. He showed us the dream that manga could reach the entire world. It was like watching a hero going forward. The excitement and emotion of the time of Dragon Ball serialization must have taken root in the childhood of not only mangaka, but all kinds of creators in multiple industries. Their existence is like a big tree. Toriyama-san's works became more and more important to us mangaka. At this same stage, as we got closer to them, it was almost intimidating, but I was just happy to see that same aloof man himself again. We loved him like he was family. With respect and gratitude for the creative world he left behind, we pray for his soul to rest in peace. May heaven be the joyous world he envisioned. Ichiro Oda.
That was beautiful.
Hell yeah, man.
They both of them's beautiful, actually.
Yeah, most definitely. Absolutely. It was.
And thing about it is, like, I don't want, I feel like I have to say what he passed from, but he passed from a subdural, I looked it up, it's subdural hematoma.
Yeah, subdural hematoma.
It's basically a blood clot in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds horrible. Anything to do with your brain, any injury or anything that has to do with your brain, sometimes they are very life-threatening, and sometimes they could really mess you up forever, because the brain is that organ that could take years and years to heal. Like, the smallest thing that happened to your brain can. So I just hope it wasn't painful.
Yeah, exactly. I hope it wasn't painful either.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that we see, like, as we get older, we see our favorite mangaka, our favorite voice actors, creators, our favorite actors, and stuff like that. We either see them retire, we see them pass, you know, like. And it just let a lot of us know that, you know, like, stuff like these people that we love and admire is getting old.
They're humans too.
Yeah, and it also reminds us that we getting old. We getting older. And his whole, like, story is like an example of like, oh, don't give up. Cause he wanted to give up. We almost didn't have Dragon Ball or anything, because he simply decided not to give up. He submitted a drawing or art type of competition, and he submitted some art. But the thing about it is, he wasn't planning on, you know, really doing anything with it. He just wanted to win and get the money. And I forgot this person's name, but he did lose. But this person called him up and said, hey, I know you didn't win, but keep submitting your stuff to me. And he kept doing it, and it took off from there with Dr. Schlump. And it just is a whole legacy after that. And it's just, he has such a big impact on our lives and a lot of people's lives. Like, you couldn't really, like, when you went to school, you really couldn't find a person that didn't know what Dragon Ball was. Like, it was that one, like, to speak on in a black folks perspective, like, Dragon Ball Z was like the cool anime. It was like the anime that, like, everybody watched. It was like the only anime that was cool to watch. If you watched anything else, you kind of had to hide it. But other than that, if you watched Dragon Ball, well, I mean, like, it was one of the anime that, like,
it was like, well, now I agree what you're saying, Yeah. But I also feel like Yu Yu Hakusho is in that category as well.
Okay, I can feel that. I feel that. But I feel, but like it's, it was like one of the anime where like everybody was, everybody seen that. Like I remember being on the bus in school and people was like, "Man, y'all seen Broly? He can't get, he can't go out of Super Saiyan. Once he in it, he's stuck." I was like, "For real? I gotta watch this movie." I watched the Broly movie, like, and he introduced us to like these freaking rock bands that are like legendary as fuck. Like
skin is cold.
Like these freak, like these freaking like every Dragon Ball movie, like our versions, right? Not like when we got the versions over here, we got the English voice actors and we got the music. We didn't get the freaking Japanese music. We got these freaking metal bands, yo. We got Disturbed. We got a bunch of freaking bands, especially when Broly, dog. Broly was just like, we finna die. Like his original Broly's power up scene and the whole, like, it just does, just the atmosphere of it and the music in the background. It's just like, we finna die. I see why Vegeta was crying. Like, it was dope. Like, man, no other anime really, well, except that Good and Lagann, but no other like anime really like got me super hyped like for Dragon Ball, because like my older cousins got me into Dragon Ball and I got into Dragon Ball through the video games. My Uncle Charles has a full VHS, has the entire full VHS set of Dragon Ball. And I'm talking about the VHS tapes that had the Dragon Ball like coverings, and if you put them all together and make a picture, he got that whole freaking set, yo. And they had all the freaking Dragon Ball movies and stuff. That's how I saw Cooler for the first time. I didn't know who that dude was. I was playing the games and stuff. I'm like, who is that? So it was like Dragon Ball just had like this like a really, really big impact on life, because it was just like, man, who's beating Goku? You know? Like, man, Super Saiyan's dope. But like us seeing Super Saiyan for the first time had to be like, it's still one of the most biggest and monumental moments in anime, to the point where it gets referenced. It gets referenced in a lot of things. Like there's so many anime that have Dragon Ball references and things in them. Like it's like JoJo, you know, but it's like there's so many anime that like there's a reference to Dragon Ball and Dr. Stone.
Here's the thing, man, and shout out to Crunchyroll Awards for doing this. Crunchyroll honored animes that were turning 40 this year, and Dragon Ball was one of them.
Yeah,
it honored some stuff. What was the name of that shit? I forgot what it was called. But after that, it was Gundam, like OG Mobile Suit Gundam, and Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, Crunchyroll honored, it honored animes that, I think it honored animes that were turning 40 and 20 or something like that, I'm not sure. But yeah, here's my thing. A golden moment for me, now how I got into Dragon Ball, was exactly how he explained how it was in the black community. You had that one kid that had the type of cable.
Oh yeah, you had to go to somebody else's house.
You had to go to somebody else's house to watch that
shit.
I had to go to my
big cousin's house to watch anything.
I had to go over my homeboy house. He probably won't watch this, but shout out to you, Corey. He got me into Dragon Ball. He got me in Dragon Ball. I didn't have that type of cable. So sometimes I would ask my mom, "Can I go over Corey's house to watch Dragon Ball Z?" She'd be like, "Go ahead." And one day, came home, and I'll never forget it. It was when Kid Goku decided to go off on his own to fight the Red Ribbon Army, and he was in the snow.
Oh yeah, that shit was dang.
And I came in the room, and I watched. I said, "Mom, we got Cartoon Network now." She was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh." I sat down and I watched me some Dragon Ball. Now, a golden moment for me in regards with, and just like you, I also, before I got the cable, I learned Dragon Ball through video game. Budokai 1, 2, 3, what was it? Tenkaichi 1, Tenkaichi 2, Tenkaichi 3. Sagas, I know. Whoa, taboo.
Oh man. even the handhelds.
Yeah. I was actually getting Legacy of Goku, Legacy of Goku 2, Legacy of Goku Buu's Fury. You know, all of those. Like, yeah, like those games. Yeah, those were the games that taught me stuff about Dragon Ball as well. Now, a golden moment for me was one summer break. I was in high school. One summer break, I had time. And I had internet. I literally spent the majority of my summer vacation watching the entire Dragon Ball series. Not Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball. Goku was a kid. I watched the entire series. And still, to this day, Kid Goku versus Ninja Murasaki is the most hilarious fight I have ever seen. It is the most hilarious fight I have ever, bro. That shit is too funny to me.
Yeah, because he just it's so much just butt jokes.
It's not that freaking bro. It's not even that. First of all, whoever the fuck played the English voice actor for Ninja Murasaki, you're going to hell. you're going to hell because you made that character. The English dub voice actor from Ninja Murasaki made that
character. That's the character he's gonna be remembered for forever.
I will never forget that part where Goku and him were playing hide and seek type of deal. He was under the water. He had the little tube thing.
Yeah.
And he was sitting up here. And he was like, "You cannot catch me. I am incognito. I am one. I am just like the fish and one with the water." And the frog landed on his face. He was like, "Hey, go away, frog!" And when he made the noise, the little stick in the water started moving. Goku like, So Goku ran, got a hot kettle pot, and poured it.
He poured the freaking hot water down that thing.
He pointed down and motherfucker like, ooh, he jumped. And of course, that monumental scene where Ninja was like, "I'm about to get him." Goku. And Paul went up his ass.
Yeah, familiar. I mean, Toriyama definitely was like a really good comedy writer because he said he loved like doing them comedic fights and shit. That's why like so many fights in Dragon Ball Z have like those like comedic like moments and whatever, especially freaking Gotenks versus Super Buu. Mm-hmm. It's like so many Gotenks out here with his ghost and shit laughing with him or whatever. Like, it was hilarious. I loved like the comedic stuff that happened, and I don't know, man. It's a weird world. This is a crazy world.
I mean,
2024, man. Like, you.
This was not basically, put it like this. This was not on our bingo card.
Yeah, man. This wasn't expected.
Yeah.
We was out here like, "Hey, man, he on Daima right now. Like, we getting all these new games, and like Dragon Ball really was coming back this year, yo. The manga is the best as ever. It's been in a long time.
Bro, playing Sparkling Zero is going to hit different now.
It really is. They're going to put all these freaking messages from Toriyama in it. Dude, playing any Dragon Ball game is going to hit different now.
That's facts, though, yeah. Playing any Dragon Ball game is going to hit different. You are absolutely right.
Because playing Legends right now, and like, I'm not playing it right now, but, you know, playing Legends now is going to be like, dang, the team is going to do something now. The team is going to do something for the players. They're going to make a tribute thing. For Toriyama, they probably gonna like it's a lot. Like, playing any Dragon Ball games, watching the anime, watching the movies, like doing any, like having, like reading the manga, like everything
is gonna feel
really, really different. And I really hope that Shueisha and these other people really respect his work. Cause right now, is really right now he's passed it on. He's passed it on to Toyotaro. And Toyotaro, if y'all don't know, Toyotaro was the man who created Dragon Ball AF, the very, very popular fan manga that people thought was real. Y'all know that dude Zycor? Yeah, he the third son of Goku, whose mom is a Supreme Kai, like that guy. He made that dude. He created Super Saiyan 5, and he got brought on. He got brought on like he's literally like, I'm a fan that got brought on by the guy who made the series that I love. So it's like,
That's got to be a dream come true, man.
hell yeah. Like Toyotaro is like he's throughout the years his art's gotten better. He's been a, he sits the him it like Toriyama got three right hand man, and he was one of them. They make a lot of the decisions and stuff like that. And I know he got a team of writers and stuff like that, but Toriyama, when it came down to it, Toriyama had a lot of the final say so, man. And I wonder, I can't imagine how Toyotaro feels right now because he was with them all the time. That was them. That's like me and you right next to each other writing this freaking story. And then I gotta continue the story without you. And the only thing I can go by off of is like some notes that you left behind, or I'm trying to respect the series more now. And you know, I gotta do right by you, and also gotta make sure that these corporate assholes don't take your series and turn it into something stupid. Cause that's another thing I know he's probably gonna have to deal with. They probably gonna want. They probably it's some corporate motherfuckers in there that's not gonna want to respect Sensei at all. He's oh he gone now. We can do whatever the fuck we want to do, and I don't want that to happen. So we just gotta wait and see. We'll see what happens. But at the same time, shout out to my three Dragon Ball YouTubers that I watched that have given me all this information. You know, Geekdom 101, Laughingstock Media, and Mr. Kwaman, who I talk to Kwaman personally sometimes, but well, I have, but still, it's like them my three main Dragon Ball YouTubers I check out for all my information and stuff like that, and theories and stuff, and it just sucks, man. This now we really know how the comic fans felt about how when Stan left, because that's what a lot of comic book fans are talking about right now. It's like, yeah, man, like we know how y'all and they now y'all understand how we felt when we lost our guy.
I mean, here's the
So.
thing, though, like, 'cause I shed tears when I heard about Stan Lee passing away.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, I'm not a huge comic guy, but if I know who Stan Lee is and if he's got an impact on me to the point to where I'm shedding tears, that's saying something. Same thing with Jason David Frank.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
Oh, man.
yeah. So yeah. We, bruh, this is just showing us that we getting old, man. That's what this is showing us. We are getting old. We are losing our heroes, man.
Losing people that we look up to, losing people that we saw on TV and movies, and we read their stuff and watched their shows and you know, stuff like that. And it's like, man, I really hate it for like the new fans who get into Dragon Ball and be like, man, the creator is dead. He's like, yeah. He died at 68, yo.
68.
And he been and it what got me was that Sensei has passed for a week. We didn't find out till the 7th. So it was like, I mean, I understand why, because Toriyama was a very private man. He didn't do interviews like that. He didn't like doing interviews like that. If he did do something, he was only going to be there for a little while and he was going to chill and be out. He didn't show his face like that. He was just a very, he got a sign on his house to say, "Hey man, leave me alone." Like, he don't like paparazzi. He don't like that big limelight shit. And man, I hate it. I wonder how the voice actress for Nozawa, like, how is she? All these voice actors, man. Like, I wonder. I don't know. I can't imagine how the people who are actually close to him and actually got to be around him and do stuff with him and hang out with him. Like, I can't imagine how those people are actually feeling, and his family. They say his funeral was very sh was short and very minimal people.
It makes sense considering how private he was.
Yeah.
The fact that it didn't even get out to their media.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, if it got out to their media, we would have known sooner than now.
Yeah.
So.
And it was, and it had to be mega private, because I felt like, because, you know, I didn't believe it at first, because we get them hoaxes all the time saying that like a celebrity has died or something like that.
Yeah,
And
and did it on Jackie Chan by two or three different times.
hell yeah, like Jackie be like, "I'm dead." It's like, shoot, like they did the Johnny Young Bosch one time. He came out and said, "Hey, I heard I was dead." So, but I didn't believe it at first, because we get them hoaxes all the time. And once I saw like real credible people talking about it, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I knew it was it when I seen comicbook.com talking about it. I knew it was it after that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah. Well, you told me.
Yeah.
And soon because think about it, like I didn't know he passed away until you know, my bro here told me. So I literally was just like, I was in shock. I was shocked. But once again, this is just proving that we're getting old, man. We're getting old. We're starting to see the people who we looked up to or whose work we looked up to leaving us in one way or another. So, like, because look, now remember what I said. Stan Lee. Stan Lee. Chadwick Boseman, of course. Jason David Frank, the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! And now, Mr. Toriyama. It's that crazy, man. Like real talk. We honor you, Toriyama. Like in all honesty, like we're literally making this podcast for you. You may not have met us, but you have been a very important part in each of our lives. Because here's the thing. First of all, I'm glad that the overly positive thing is happening. And, you know, everybody's like, okay, you know what? Let's just squash this beef for now. Our fellow brethren needs
Yeah, like
us.
people, yeah, like people coming
Our
together.
fellow, like, okay, let's squash this beef. Our fellow brethren needs us.
Yeah, like folks coming together, and I love that.
Our fellow nerd brethren needs us. So we need to see what's going on, what's popping. Type of deal. Now, but yeah, it's like what I said, we honor you. And the thing about it is, I just got this shirt. I bought this shirt like I think last week. And I just got it. I just got this shirt, man. I just got this shirt. It got my favorite character on it. That's why I peeped it, which is Future Gohan from History of Trunks. That's why I got it.
That's Legends art too.
And the fact I had to, yeah, it is. Damn, I just noticed it is legend
Yeah,
art.
that's those are all legends. Yeah.
Yeah, it damn sure is legend art. Fuck. Okay. But anywho, yeah, I got this because it had my favorite character on it. I like Gohan. I like all
Me too.
iterations of Gohan, but if I would have to choose a favorite, it would definitely be Future Gohan. And apparently, a lot of fans like Future Gohan too, considering that he be in the Xenoverse 2 games and be playing big ass parts in them.
Yeah, yes, and Heroes. Like,
Yeah, and
he got a
Heroes.
whole arc where he got a whole arc where he was fucking, it was Black Future Gohan. I was like, what
Damn, I gotta watch Heroes. I mean, it's short form, so I'm sure I can probably catch
up. Yeah, each episode is like 10 minutes.
Yeah, see? So, yeah.
10 to 11 minutes.
Yeah, so see, yeah. Like, okay, so what? Okay, so what your work means to me, Toriyama, here's the thing. I will say this. Because the thing about it is, a lot of people will sit up here. Well, a lot of people on TikTok will sit up here and say, but you bash Dragon Ball Z a lot. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't bash Dragon Ball Z a lot. I just point out the situations that people feel like, oh, well, that never happened. Like the whole situation, like, okay. So one of my most popular posts was when I proved to someone that Vegeta is a shit father. Okay. Like, shit. Everybody told, oh, Goku's a bad father. I'm like, Vegeta's a bad father too. No, he ain't. This motherfucker literally went up to Future Trunks. Why should I give a fuck about that stupid woman and her blasted child? After Android 20 blew their ass out the sky when Trunks was a fucking baby. So shut up. Shut the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. Nobody.
Y'all talking about how Piccolo's the best dad, you know, for a 4-year old out there in the wilderness by his damn self.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody,
for 6 months.
Right. Everybody had their contradicting things. You want to talk about who best dad is? Let's give it up for Krillin.
Really, best dad. He right. Got the finest wife and the cutest kid. I don't give a damn.
Right. Right. You want to talk about best dad? Let's give it up for Krillin and 17.
He became 12.
Right. Let's give it up for Krillin and 17. Best 18. Dad.
18.
No, 17.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
17 got 17 got three kids. 17 got two kids and two adopted children. He out here.
Right. That's what
I'm saying. Protect animals on an island.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. Best dad. but, you know, all jokes aside, what your work means to me, first and foremost, to everybody, this should hit you in a very different way. Because remember, if not for this man, we would not have had Naruto. We wouldn't have had One Piece.
Anime wouldn't be this big in the West as it is.
And yeah,
Dragon Ball's like, well, basically Dragon Ball is one of the anime that made anime famous here.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is one of the animes that made anime famous here. It made companies see, oh, there's a market for this.
Yeah, Dragon Ball, Sailor Moon, especially Dragon Ball and Sailor Moon. Damn near a fucking couple. Like, you had a shonen for the guys, you had a shonen for the girls.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. But yes, your work meant a lot to me. Because there was a time where I was a huge-ass Naruto fan. I ain't gonna necessarily say those are dark times, but there was a time where I was a huge, huge Naruto fan. And if not for your influence, I wouldn't have been that fan.
Wouldn't have made me want to get into more other anime and more serious anime. Because we was just out here, we was watching anime that we didn't even know it was anime.
Exactly.
We was watching Pokemon. We mm-hmm. was watching Digimon. We was watching Fighting Food Odds. If you know what that is, you a motherfucker. Jay, We would watch Digimon.
We would watch Monster Rancher. Monster Rancher.
I fucking love Monster Rancher, man.
Mm-hmm.
But man, we was out here, dog. We was freaking original Horony Kitchen, Yu Yu Hakusho. Goddamn. You got me into martial arts. And then when I first seen G Gundam, I was like, fuck yeah. First mecha I ever watched, start to finish.
See, and that's why I like Dragon Ball, because every single tournament in Dragon Ball was amazing.
Climactic as fuck, funny as fuck. Remember the big fat stank nigga he had to fight?
Who Krillin had to fight? Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, every single tournament in Dragon Ball was fucking amazing. Like, real talk. Every single tournament in OG Dragon Ball was amazing. Every single one. Each tournament had a story to tell.
It had some type of significance.
Yeah, it had some type of significance to the overall plot. each one had a story to tell and had literal massive significant plot to the overall tale of Dragon Ball.
A foreshadow.
And the funny thing about it is in every single tournament, although it felt important, no Dragon Balls were involved.
Yeah, it was just hands.
Right.
Just hands and talking.
Right, exactly. And that was another thing. That's what I loved about the fact of Dragon Ball. That yes, at first you went to go look for the Dragon Balls. Now you just trying to deal with all the threats that's going on in this world.
Red Ribbon, Piccolo,
Emperor Pilaf.
Emperor Pilaf, bitch ass. Mm-hmm. they side good guy characters now. They like the Team Rocket of Dragon Ball now.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. Team Rocket of Dragon Ball.
And listen, it's like Dragon Ball gave us, even though he didn't design it all the way, Dragon Ball gave us SS4.
But he approved it.
He approved that bitch. He had a hand in GT now. There's plenty of videos out there that prove that. He didn't write a lot of it. He didn't write the story. But he approved a lot of, he drew a lot of those designs for those characters.
Yes, he did.
And a lot of the Shadow Dragons are based on Dragon Quest monsters. Like, and Yakan. There's a monster in Dragon Quest that look, I think it's either Dragon Quest or Chrono Trigger. But there's a monster that looks like Yakan.
Here's my thing. Because I might do this, you know, before the month ends, I'm gonna see if I can stream Dragon Quest 11. I'm gonna see if I can stream Dragon Quest 11.
I gotta get that Dragon Quest game now. Yeah, I've been putting it on the back burner for so goddamn long. But
wait, fuck! I gotta get that too.
Yes, I've been. It's on the list. Shit just keep happening while I just can't get the goddamn game. But I'm making it a priority. I'm going. Fuck, I handle my responsibilities, goddammit. I deserve this. We deserve this. But yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to get bad. But yeah, we gonna. I probably scared somebody when I said that. But yeah, man, we gotta do that. I'm definitely gotta get this game now. I also been meaning to watch Dragon Quest die.
Dang.
That's on my list too. It's on my freaking roll list.
Got a lot of episodes.
Yeah, and it's over 30, ain't it?
And apparently, I heard nothing but good things about it.
Yeah, he was involved with it.
Of course, he was.
Yeah,
you can look at the animation and tell that Toriyama had some involvement with it.
Yeah, man, bring it. Also for real, like,
and the fact that Dragon Quest was so popular that it even made it in Jump Force.
Yeah.
See? So yeah, like, he has a huge, remember now, because hell, even the heroes from the Dragon Quest games made it to Smash. So Toriyama got pulled, man.
Yeah, yeah. That was the closest we was getting to Goku and Smash.
Yeah, that was the closest I was getting to Goku.
Because the main character of, like, the main hero, the bro looked like Trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you see how he looks with his helmet on in Dragon Quest, that's Trunks. There's characters that flat out in Dragon Quest that flat out look like Dragon Ball characters. There's a kid. There's a kid that looks exactly like Teen Gohan in Super Saiyan.
And I know a new Dragon Quest game is supposed to be coming out, but it's going to be like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up.
Yeah, I think I've seen it. I didn't see a trailer, but I did see like the poster.
Yeah. Because I remember I think it was sometime last year or earlier this year, Nintendo Direct did something about it. It shows that we were supposed to be getting that on Switch. So yeah, like, it's, listen, man. This is us as nerds, as fans. Because here's the thing. Yes, I love Dragon Ball. There's proof that I love Dragon Ball on this channel. The video that we made with Mr. Hellevation, where he asked us, you know, our favorite animes pre-2000s and pre and, you know, post 2000. Pre-2000s, I had Dragon Ball on there. I love Dragon Ball. I love Dragon Ball for what it was. Don't get me wrong, I don't mind shit exploding and people getting knocked through rocks and shit like that.
Glad it's blowing up.
But the classic martial arts fight in Dragon Ball is what still pulls me in to watch it to this day.
And yeah, that's why. Did I cut you off?
One more thing, and the simplicity of Dragon Ball is also what did it. It's short, sweet. It's straight to the point. It is straight to the point.
Hell yeah.
That's what I like. Yeah, and funny. That's what I like about Dragon Ball. I will give Dragon Ball the most comical out of the three. If you haven't watched Dragon Ball, you need to. Like, real talk. I don't want to hear no bullshit about it's old. Who gives a fuck?
I know, right? Y'all
need to watch Dragon Ball. Like, real talk. Like, if you don't do anything else to honor Toriyama, watch OG Dragon Ball. I promise you will have a good time. It's like what I said. I spent my entire summer break watching it. You should do it.
Now,
what do you have to say?
But yeah, like, fuck, I forgot. But no, I didn't. But that's why I'm so excited for Daima. Cause Daima's going back to that. Like, ain't gonna be no Super Saiyan type stuff. Ain't really gonna be none of that. We back on the ground and we fighting with hands and a power pole. And it's a 15 episode anniversary series. Of course I'm watching that. Something new. Just till Super comeback. But still, man, I just feel like, yes, like my bro said, you need to watch Dragon Ball. My bro, like, since they took Journey to the West and made his own thing and captured the world, and we happy for it. I'm glad he made the decision not to give up.
Exactly. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and end it here. So, of course, moment of silence for late, great Akira Toriyama. Right.
I got one thing to say to Mr. Toriyama before we go on out of here. I hope you make it cross Snake Way and tell King Kai I said hi.
Absolutely. Now, with that being said, RIP to, because here's the name, because just like how we honored Stan Lee in that podcast, we're going to honor Mr. Toriyama in this podcast as well, because he was technically truly a round breaker as well.
Greatest.
So yeah, he broke so many realms. Like, he broke realms in showing people, like, hey, this is cool. Like, real talk, he was breaking realms, like, hey, this is cool, this is fire. It got some of the most people who didn't even know what anime was to say, oh, this shit dope.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying by that man was a true realm breaker himself. That's what we trying to do in this world, even if through this little ass podcast. And we're gonna keep
live for now.
Yeah. And we're gonna keep bringing y'all and we're gonna keep bringing y'all the goodness. Believe
me. Yeah.
Because the thing about it is, we are motivated by the people who we talk about on here and the people who we honor. And I kind of feel like we shouldn't give up. It's gonna be rough. Shouldn't give up because they didn't.
Don't give up on your dreams, man. Be responsible with yourself.
Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah, keep going, man. Work towards it.
Yep.
Okay, how long it take.
Exactly. Now, with that being said, y'all, we finna go ahead and get on up out of here. This was special. This was not what we were planning, but we had to make this video so we can honor the late and great Mr. Akira Toriyama Sensei.
Yep.
So as always, we'll catch you guys next one. And don't forget that we are the Realm Breakers, so remember to keep breaking all the realms.
And fucking the multiverse up.
We will catch you guys next. We out. Peace.
Peace.